Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lincoln. Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break. Interesting show so far. Check out the podcast at theticketfm.com. You can always watch and comment Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. Call or text 464-5685. The show is sponsored by Gaina Trucking. This hour with Mike Schaefer, 24-7 Sports, sponsored by Trek CBD, 84th and Highway 2. Hello, Michael. Nice hat today.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I got a critical question for Schaefer.
Critical. Okay.
How well did Jake comport himself last night at the game?
Pretty well. I mean, there, other than a moment where I was able to steal a beer off of him because I used his just assuming everything was going to go bad about the game.
This is true.
So in where I sit with the person I normally sit, who normally listens to this show, but he's not in town, we do basically now, we used to do beer bets for after the game. But now we can do them during the game.
That's beautiful. That's why it's beautiful to have beer at the game. It's great.
So a lot of times these things are like, you know, one of us will just propose to the other. You look at the score, it's, you know, 25-23. Who do you like to get to 30 first? Like that kind of thing. Good. And so with about 2 minutes left in the first half, I propose the first and the only one of the day to Jake about who's going to lead at halftime. And Nebraska was trailing. At that time, I took Nebraska. He went with Boston College. And we
were trading by two.
You know, a push was everybody's going to buy their own beer. And, you know, Nebraska ends up taking the lead. Boston College has a chance to go for the push.
I saw this. I wish I would have known there was a beer on the line.
Felt odd cheering for Boston College in that moment.
They're coming down there, like, needing a three to tie. And Jake's over here, like, they stepped inside the three-point line. I can hear his disappointment.
I said, what are you doing? Take a 3-pointer.
So it was a back and forth game at that point.
Right. It was a 3-point game at halftime. Nebraska had a good start at the second half, pulled away.
Schaefer, what kind of beer did you get?
I had Michelob Ultra.
Do they have, what's the choices?
For beer, that Bud Light, Busch Light, Mick Ultra,
Coors Light.
Coors Light, Mango Cart IPA,
and Nebraska.
Dear Old Nebraska Brew from Zipline.
And is this all in cups?
Yeah, 16 or 24 ounces.
You can't get a can.
No,
or,
I haven't seen any.
No, there's no cans. I'm pretty sure. You can get wine if you want, or
no wine.
This isn't a lead center, so Jake's gonna hold off from chugging wine.
Yeah, remember that?
Goes back into the.
God, that's the worst. You know. That sucked. Why would you sell alcohol at a place you can't take it in the actual venue to? I've never understood.
So
that.
You chug two glasses.
You remember that
in the foyer, right?
Oh yes. Yeah, I remember.
I was getting a glass of wine for me and one for Elizabeth and my wife for the
sir. Did you hear that? Did somebody say sir?
You can't bring that in here. I'm like, what do you mean sir? I can't bring it in here? Why are you selling it then? Why would you just go have alcohol in the foyer out there?
And you drank them.
Yeah, I chugged them. I had a nice buzz going for that concert. Yeah,
I remember this.
See, there was a time I swore off wine because I was an idiot when I was in college.
You're not anymore.
No longer.
He's a nice, young, sensible man.
I was playing racquetball with my buddy. We got back home, and the water was like one week where the water you weren't supposed to drink off the tap. We didn't have any water like in the Brita filter, so we had like no fluids. So all we had was a bottle of wine. And well, better than nothing. And so we put like
wine
chug.
Dehydrates you.
Well, listen, I learned that we chug a glass of wine within an hour. We're both like downstairs and look over each other at the same time, like with just this massive
headache.
Yeah. It was a Friday night. I think we both went to bed like at 9 o'clock that night. We just
that hurt,
so I did not drink wine for like, I don't know, 6 years after that. But now I drink it again.
I love these stories.
Yeah,
that was idiot Jake back in the day.
It was.
As opposed to current Jake.
No. Right.
Yeah, you're screwed.
So between the two of us, we had four 24 ounce beers, and we felt fine.
We felt fine.
Actually, we were we were euphoric at the end of the game.
How was the crowd?
Sparse. Spartan?
Oh, I wouldn't go with sparse. It was okay.
There's a lot of
game on a Wednesday.
Yeah, but I mean, if you go back 5 years, this game's played on a Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. There's at least, I don't know, another 4,000 people there. Like, interest in this team is really low.
It is, and it was
really low.
It was quiet there. You saw Tomonaga kind of try to jump, pump up the crowd with a 10-point lead, and they started getting loud for a moment. Then it went back to quiet. But it was this team. Is still trying to get the fans invested in it. And the fans need to see more before they go all in, which is deservedly so for what they've seen the last couple of years. Right? Isn't it fair?
Yeah.
The fans to be reserved.
You know, it's an 8-15 start against a bad Boston College team. That's not a draw by any means. But it just tells you that they've fallen quite a bit from where that building used to be and the crowds they used to get, even for the crappy games, relative to where they're at now.
Anything else striking about the night for you guys?
Basketball?
Yeah.
I mean, it was fun. It was nice to see them enjoy themselves and have a good time.
I know. I told Schaefer.
I totally agree.
That was my first game I had been to since the Creighton game last year. Didn't go to a single game the rest of the season. Had not been to one yet this year.
I sent a text. Was it yesterday morning or did I send it?
I think it was
the day
Tuesday
before?
You sent me the text. Yeah.
It was just like a random, it was just like I threw a line out there. Like, I got this extra ticket. My buddy's gone. Trying to figure out who would even be interested in going.
Now, notice I didn't respond right away. I was thinking hard, saying, "Do I really want to go?"
Good for
and
you.
I
for
said,
going.
"Yeah, my wife's out of town, so I'll go."
Good for you. Yeah,
good time.
I'm glad you guys went. And your commentary to me is interesting because I don't know what the level of interest is in this team.
It's not high.
It's not high. No. But it can be if they surprise and win some games.
I mean, you have the people who always really care about Nebraska basketball, and I would sort of put myself in that classification. Like, I've had season tickets since that building's open, whatever. But then, like, they don't have even remote casual interest from people. It's just the expectations are so low. They were 4-3 already going in. It wasn't a guarantee they were even going to beat a Boston College team.
Oh, no.
Had lost to Tarleton State, which do you know where Tarleton? Have you?
Oh yeah,
we went. You had this discussion.
We went through it.
Is it Stevensville, Texas?
Stevens, yeah.
Or is it Stevens, Texas?
Stevensville,
Texas.
Okay.
Yeah. Jake thought it was in Maryland.
That was my guess. I said it confidently, though. Very confident guess.
I think because the logo looks like the state of Texas.
Okay.
Like when I saw the logo, it kind of gave it away as to where they were at.
Yeah, I don't know. I do appreciate that this team does play hard.
They're more enjoyable than the predecessors of other Fred Hoiberg teams. So I mean, they're likable.
They're
a likable group.
They are.
You want them to do well. I don't know anyone who's followed the team for the last year or so that wasn't super excited for Casey last night.
Right.
Like, that was an awesome moment. Like getting to see him be that jacked up and. you know, he had several big threes. He had some big passes. He busted out a celebration that Jake was all excited about.
I was.
About.
Oh, I was.
Which one?
Well, he went to the other side of the court like and punched the basket for some reason. Like, he went to BC's side of the court in a timeout and like just punched the patty
out of
the basket.
Jacked. Like, it was fun.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, he's really improved. I mean, Casey's he's not just a three-point shooter now.
He can get home.
Yeah, he scores in other ways. He's playing defense. He's getting a lot of deflections. We'll see. Now, I know what they got coming up, the gauntlet. Creighton, Indiana, and Purdue. I think
top 10 trio.
Yeah, I think there'll be times in these games where we'll be like, okay.
I think against Indiana and Purdue, one of those two teams are going to hang around.
Yeah,
I don't think it'll be Creighton.
Why don't you think that?
Just the way that game has played out for the last 20 years, why would I think it's going to be Nebraska Creighton?
That's a fair description.
They've only really hung in like one time when it was unexpected that they would do so, and that was. That was Fred's first year. I think that they at halftime it was like a 2-point game.
You know, I was
and then
there.
It was distance pretty heavily
in Omaha, right?
Yeah. Jake, you were definitely there.
And
yeah.
I said I lost my voice. I
thought
was yelling
you were
so loud.
Is that you almost got kicked out of that
yes,
game?
Yes, absolutely. Not because of any sort of drunken. Because I was so loud, I was annoying. I'm standing behind the Creighton fans, and
because of drunkenness, though.
No.
I was standing behind the
no
Creighton
beer,
fans.
So much.
And I was being the loudest I have ever been in a game. Extremely, intentionally annoying because they were the heavy favorites. You know, Nebraska's lowly Nebraska. We suck. And I was like, you guys are losing at half to these guys. You suck.
Yeah.
And then the second half happened. And the rest is history.
I wish I would have seen that. I do remember it, though. I remember you talking
Nebraska
about
beat the Creighton.
Yep.
Yeah.
In Lincoln.
And huge
was,
game.
By 19 that little, points. Yeah. That was amazing.
That was the last highlight of Nebraska basketball.
That was an incredible scene that night.
Because that season was going well, and then you had the Copeland injury.
Like, you know, it felt like you're talking about a team that's not only going to the NCAA tournament, but you could be relatively confident that they're going to give themselves a chance of winning.
Yep. Well, that team was destined for the tournament, but Copeland got hurt, and the season went to hell after that.
Well, and even before then, they had some uneven results. They had a loss in there to Rutgers, I think, before Copeland had gotten hurt against Wisconsin.
You're right.
On they the had road a loss Rutgers. To Iowa on the road that felt like they gave that game away the same night as the double doink for the Chicago Bears.
Oh, wow, that's a good memory, Schaefer.
Those are the things I kind of
remember. What I remember about that Creighton-Nebraska game, and are you saying December of 2019, was it
18 or 19?
Sideline spat. McDermott and Tim Miles got into it.
Yes.
It was intense. Mm-hmm. That night was intense.
That's when I so badly wanted Nebraska in-game promotions. You know, I don't know how often you've gone to the game. So they have this, like, thing where they have money on the court and the people are blindfolded.
Yeah.
I wanted the money under Creighton's bench because that was after everything had come out with the allegations.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And the FBI.
Why didn't they do that?
That was the most, you know, it's like right up there
on,
with.
Why would not? Yeah. Why wouldn't you do that?
It's like right up there with whoever was playing Auburn, playing Take the Money and Run when Cam Newton was the quarterback for Auburn. And, you know,
Schaefer,
stuff like
that's
that.
A why would not? Why wouldn't
marketing extraordinaire so Mike Schaefer?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you put that money right by their bed?
Just beautiful.
See who it is. See who picks it up before the person finds it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Nebraska again wins last night, 88-67, on to Creighton on Sunday. To more on, you know, sucky news, I guess, for Nebraska football. Yesterday was an unfortunate day with Mickey Joseph being arrested for strangulation and third-degree domestic assault.
Right.
And, you know, again, we were talking before, during the show, Schaefer, this first week when you hire a head coach is supposed to be all about, hey, what's next? Positivity. Hey, who's coming on staff? Who are they getting recruiting? You know, obviously, there's going to be negativity with losing some coaches and players, but in general, it's a positive time, and yesterday was a huge a downer on the situation. What was your initial response, and now that you've had time to collect your thoughts, just in general, the thoughts and everything that's going to happen?
I just kept thinking, like, how ridiculously cruel it sort of feels for a fan base that had the euphoric moment of beating Iowa. And then I'm just sitting there thinking, like, there's Mickey Joseph holding his kid in that press conference. Couldn't be happier. It was like a great moment for everybody. Flash forward 6 days, and it's all just wiped away. Yeah. And, you know, now we're in this is a part that I hate, obviously, what came before it, but here's where it's just nonstop speculation of what was going on and all of these things.
Do we have to do that, though?
Well, sure. I mean, we don't have to do it on air, and I'm not going to really engage.
No, I'm not saying. But, no, I'm not saying you. That's not what I'm saying. But do we even have to do it as a community?
No, I don't think so, because I think that you can take this away from it. Mickey Joseph won't be coaching at Nebraska next year, and it's very likely he's probably not coaching anywhere.
Right.
So from the really cold standpoint, Nebraska moves on. They have to go hire a wide receivers coach now. I mean, and there's going to be, we'll see what happens as they fill out the rest of the staff, but that suddenly is more clear than it had been 48 hours ago.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, that's the news piece of it.
Right. I mean, we talked about it, so you know, Mike, at length in the 6 o'clock hour, so we don't have to delve deep into this, but it was interesting. It reminded me yesterday afternoon of how small our little Nebraska community is. How did it? You started. I'm sure you started hearing rumors.
I would say I got off a radio program at about 4:15. My phone had already, had started to hear from people at that point. I was picking up my wife from work, and just on the drive, like it's a 20-minute drive, just blew up all in that time.
It's incredible.
Of Brunt's, who's tracking what he's hearing, and then he's like, doing his public research thing, and then I have other people. And then what was fascinating about this particular rumor is that normally there's certain
people.
That
wasn't a rumor, though.
Well, what started as a rumor.
Yeah, right.
Where it was coming from weren't necessarily, like, what I was hearing from people, they weren't the type of people that would normally have, when there's a message board rumor kind of thing. These aren't the people that I would expect to be hearing. So that's sort of what tipped me off. Like, this got – it spread like wildfire.
Oh, yeah.
It did. And this is all before – it was before the mugshot and the statement from LPD.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. That it was – yeah. It is a small – man, when something happens, in this town, it spreads fast.
Well, and especially when there's a paper trail to it. I mean, that's – there's one thing when it's innuendo and accusations and – there's no paper trail to it. Mm-hmm. When you can publicly research something, like, everybody was on it.
Right. And we talked,
the rumor thing here is out of control. I mean, and moments like yesterday illustrate that to me, because I just thought it at first it was, this is just another one of those rumors that gets started at this place. I mean, they're it's almost like a daily rumor now.
There can, well, like with one specific head coach, it felt like there was a daily rumor.
Yeah, okay. Like a daily rumor. Yeah.
And one athletic director at one point in time.
Right. Too. Where it's so you don't, you never, in the impact of that is you never know exactly how to approach anything.
Yeah.
Right? Like, was this just another sick rumor that somebody started on a message board? Is that what this
one,
is?
This one was immediately different because of the way, like, it's not something that wouldn't come to light, you know?
True.
How it got told to me, like, initially, there's no way there wouldn't have been some sort of trail.
Right.
So then it became like this, you know,
now
this is
what
be very
is
easy to prove or disprove within the next 15 minutes.
Right. And what, okay, that's true. But it's, even then, you didn't know the nature of it.
Well, and, yes, that's where the.
And then the headline, when it comes out, you see felony strangulation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Third degree domestic assault. That's how, then you're like, okay, yeah, this is bad. This is a bad day. Tomorrow's going to be rough.
Yep.
It's rough. I mean, you're, for the immediate family, and then it ripples from there, right? So yeah.
And now, so that started as a rumor allegation that proves to be true, and now everything that follows is people attempting to fill in the details of the situation.
Now, I don't know that we need to. I mean, I know what you're saying, Schaefer. We're not doing that on the air, but I don't even. Do you need to do that?
Some people need the story.
Yeah.
I guess I don't need it.
I don't either.
I don't either.
But, I mean, that hasn't stopped me from hearing from people of it.
Right. Yeah, it's really unfortunate, but as we move on regarding Nebraska football, as this show discussed a lot. So we have not heard a lot of people players announcing they're going to leave, and that was kind of, I thought, hinged to Mickey Joseph. Is he staying or not? So now it appears Mickey will not be on the staff with what happened yesterday and what's going forward. Do you believe the next couple of days will be full of players announcing they're going to go in the portal?
Could be. I think.
Hard question.
A lot of it is going to be situationally dependent, because if you're a guy that had a starting job, jumping into the portal doesn't mean you're going to have a starting job somewhere else. Sure. Like, is this your bet? So I actually think for a place like Nebraska, the activity after spring ball and that 15-day window, you're going to have a lot more names at that time that you're like, okay, maybe this guy was on the fence and he wanted to see where things were at with Matt Rhule.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be certain people, like, I don't like to put names on this a lot, but I'm definitely going to be very interested in what AJ Allen does. I mean, I think if you were making a list of the people that you most want to keep, he's up there at the top for me.
Top five.
I said this before the season. I think this is how it would have played out. If they had him in November, he would have been starting for him. He would have gotten the bulk of those carries.
I told Jake the other day on the show, I thought when he went down, which was, I don't know, was it
the Oklahoma game?
Oklahoma game. I thought it was trending toward he was on the even plane as
they were
going to
split those carries.
Yeah.
And then if you think about it and you go back and look, other than the Indiana game, they didn't really ever load up Anthony Grant again because they couldn't really get him going between their offensive line issues, his own issues, everything else. And then they started playing a different style of football because they had to try to win.
Thank you for your grace towards Whipple. I appreciate that.
I think that if AJ Allen is available during that stretch, you're less likely to do that. Mm-hmm. Or at the very least, he's getting more of those reps. And I think that he could give you something that Anthony Grant wasn't willing to give you or wasn't able to give you between the tackles. And so I think that would have helped Nebraska. I think AJ Allen's a really good running back.
I wonder.
And so if you're Nebraska, you know, you're Matt Rhule and you're EJ Barthel, like, this is a guy that you
target
need to be talking to daily just to make sure that you're building that rapport. You know, you're talking about, oh, I've coached Christian McCaffrey. Like, you have to oversell it. Like, it'd be nice to keep him. This is a guy that I think you have to really go hard at.
That room generally is, I would say, pretty good. I mean, I'm not saying Gabe Irvin has potential, I think.
I, it, I, I don't know. I need to see it. Like that was popping up on our message board yesterday, and I was like, I don't know what people have seen through 2 years.
Well,
in limited action.
I will sit and I'll tell you what I've seen. He does get to the line quickly. He hits it hard. He runs hard. And now I think the issue might be patience a little bit.
Well, so that's what it was. But it's also hard to know because he's a true freshman in 2021. Uh-huh. And he was never finding the hole because he was just charging straight in there.
Right.
Whereas, you know, Ramir comes in, you notice a difference right away. Mm-hmm. Like he's doing the same thing, getting into the hole quickly, but he's finding it. Relative to Irvin, who just – and you didn't know if things got sped up on him because it's a freshman.
I think they did get
sped
up.
And then this year he never really played, so there wasn't you know, and then again, the offensive line issues make it really hard to judge a running back right now.
I wonder, now I'm going to go into dangerous territory here, but I wonder if there's a distinction to be made in this Mickey discussion of if they would have moved on from Mickey versus this situation.
Still being in question here.
Yeah. If Rule would have just said, well, we just can't make this work, would that have affected the player departure discussion more than, this incident occurred?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and like they've got.
Is that insensitive to raise?
No, I don't think it is. I mean, I look at it. The reality is there's several players both on the roster and committed in this recruiting class at some positions where if they all just choose not to come to Nebraska, suddenly you have a crisis at wide receiver. Like if you don't get Omarion Miller and Barry Jackson to come in and guys like Janiron Bonner and Dakoldis Crawford are like, you know what? We came here because of Mickey Joseph. You've already lost Trey Palmer. I mean, that's five wide. You didn't like your freshman, you know, the redshirt freshman class at all, or he didn't.
No.
So.
No, Mickey didn't.
You don't have a.
You could.
You all of a sudden don't have a wide receiver.
That's a
very, you know, insane scenario, but it's possible.
Those redshirt freshmen, people forget their names.
Sean Hardy, Kamani Grimes. Latrell Neville had already left, is in the portal again.
Yep, he put himself in the portal. Yep.
Latrell Neville.
He needs Kamonte, to go to Tarleton State.
Latrell Neville, Kamonte Grimes, and Stephen Hardy?
Sean Hardy.
Those are names you just don't
hear. The lesser known Hardy boy.
Yeah, these are the names you don't hear. You don't hear them.
Yeah, well.
Neville's gone. But
half the time, I don't know that Grimes and Hardy were dressed for home games. Like, so, I mean, that was always kind of like this, you know, it's one thing if you hear, yeah, this guy's probably not likely to play. It's another when he's not even dressed out at home when you can have 120 people on the sidelines.
If you have any questions for Mike Schaefer, please call or text 464-5685. More next on Early Break on the Ticket.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.